You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good morning and welcome to the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. My name is Pastor Carolyn. I'm here with my husband, Pastor Larry. Before we begin, I would like to share with you our mailing address. Our mailing address is Sunrise Worship International Ministries, P.O. Box 670823, Coral Springs, Florida 33067. Pastor Larry.
Good morning, beloved. I just want to just share with you just a few quick words to pick up what we did last week about the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. But before I do, I want to say this to you real quickly. This morning, I want you to understand that I'm going to share with you at another time about every believer having a PhD degree. I won't do that this morning, but every believer that truly loves Jesus, that is sold out to Jesus, has a PhD degree. Now, going to the scripture that we did last week, James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, confess your faults one to another, pray for one another that you might be healed. The effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. I went also to Daniel chapter 6, and I was explaining last week how Daniel found favor with King Darius. But I'll kind of fast forward that. At the time that the council, the politicians, and the publicans knew that Daniel was a threat to them, they made King Darius to decree that no one could pray before their God for 30 days. Now, beloved, the scripture also shows that they threw Daniel in the lion's den. The miracle of this story is that Daniel had an excellent spirit. He prayed three times a day. Wherever Daniel went, his prayers followed. Wherever Daniel laid his head, Daniel's prayers followed. And God gave such a reward to him because he had an excellent spirit. Now, I just imagine, as I said before, that Daniel being with the den of lions in that pit, that I believe that the anointing was on Daniel so strongly that he made friends with those lions. Those lions had lost their appetite. They just cuddled up to Daniel. They loved on Daniel like he was one of theirs. When it came time that night when they put the stone on the hole of the pit, and King Darius was at a point that he had to fulfill that decree he made, he etched the ring in that stone to give the seal of approval. Not that he was wanting Daniel to die or suffer, but he did. King Darius wrestled all night that same night. And when he did, he was worried about Daniel. In the meantime, Daniel had that excellent spirit. I believe that when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, Daniel had no fear. Daniel had no doubt. Daniel knew that God was going to deliver him in one fashion, shape, or form. I believe that. Daniel's excellent spirit, it caused an invincible presence of the living God. Daniel prayed, had established the invincible power of God beyond question unto all those who believe. Beloved, that same power in Daniel in those days, that invincible power that he issued and ushered into the throne room that he prayed to God three times a day, created that excellent spirit in him. We have that same ability, that same anointing, that same invincible power in God that's within us. If you are a true believer in Jesus Christt, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous young man, of a righteous young woman, of a righteous older man, older woman, if you are a true believer in Jesus, that invincible power will come upon you. And wherever you go, that power will follow you. So at that time that Daniel was laying there amongst the den of lions, those publicans finally thought, we finally got what we wanted. Daniel's not only going to be suffering, he's going to be gone. He's going to be eaten by the lions, and we're through and rid of him once and for all. That next morning, King Darius ran down there to check Daniel out. And Daniel said, O king, live forever, live on. My God redeemeth me, my God delivered me. And King Darius said, pull him out of that pit. And I can see the lions waving bye-bye. Bye-bye, Daniel. Bye-bye, Daniel. The fear, there's no fear, no doubt, and the deliverance power in Daniel because of his excellent spirit proved that God was still God and still is today. The scripture at the end of that shows that those publicans, those politicians, those leaders that were trying to do harm to Daniel, they were thrown in the lion's den with their families and their children. And before they hit the ground, I could just imagine those bones snapping, those body parts being dismembered by the lions because they were ready to eat, but they would not touch Daniel because Daniel had an excellent spirit. And not just that he prayed three times a day, he believed in what God was giving him. Beloved, whether you pray one time a day, three times a day, seven times a day, we need to honor and bless God. We need to give God glory for what he has done and what he's doing today in our life. That right there of the group of people in that time were stirring up strife. In Proverbs 6, 15 through 19, it shows there are seven things that God hates. The seventh thing is an abomination, and that's stirring up strife. Because a person stirs up strife, it breaks fellowship with man to God. But because these leaders under King Darius were so envious and so jealous of Daniel, they found out that Daniel was not the blue plate special, but they were the main course, their families and their children. As I said before, the scripture said, before they hit the ground inside that pit, their bones were snapping and crackling and breaking in two because the lions ate those individuals that were trying to hurt Daniel and take away victory from God, which was never going to happen. Again, the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I want to go to another passage of scripture, and this is Acts chapter 16, verse 16. I won't read all of it, but I'll give you a portion of it. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, this is talking about Paul and Silas. We heard a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination. She met us, which brought her masters much gain to soothsaying. Paul was at the point he got aggravated at her because she taunted them. She followed them just to cause trouble. Again, we're going back to Proverbs 6, 15 through 19. Again, verse 19, you can read it for yourself. It indicates stirring up strife. Paul finally looked at that little girl and he rebuked that devil, and that devil came out of her. Now, the tragedy of all that is that they thought, talking about the leaders that was making money off of this demon-possessed girl, now that Paul had rebuked that devil and she came back to her normal mind, her normal state, their honeypot, so if you will, their money-making person was no longer available. God had delivered them. Paul and Silas. And it's in verse 26, excuse me. And suddenly, there was an earthquake. Prior to that, verse 25, And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Going again to verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosened. From that point on, beloved, Paul and Silas, they were not concerned, not worried. They did exactly what God had commissioned them to do. Again, their effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availed much. I can just see that prison shaking. If you've ever been in an earthquake, which I never have, but just an earthquake alone, just to know that parts of the walls and the brick and the mortar is starting to loosen up, the foundation is starting to tremble. Beloved, let me tell you and be assured about the Bible. When you face the devil, when you get to the point in your life that your back is against the wall and you serve God with all of your heart, you have that invincible power because you have that excellent spirit, because the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman avails much and gives power and gives results and gets reward to those that seek him. Again, Matthew 6:33. Seek you first the kingdom of God. Just by that alone, beloved, seeking the kingdom, it's not just praying, it's not just reading the word, it's not just fulfilling the Great Commission, but it's everything in between. You're praying to the Lord. You're talking to him. You're communicating with him. You're waiting for him to respond back. You're reading his word, strengthened by your spirit and your heart every day by reading the word and fasting and praying. Again, the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much and gives results and great reward and power to those that believe. By being that type, having an excellent spirit, having that effectual and fervent prayer in your life as a lifestyle, you are invincible with God. And there's nothing too hard for God to do in you, with you, and through you. Pastor Carolyn.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Pastor Larry, for sharing with us today about an excellent spirit, the fervent prayers, the fervency of the prayers of the righteous. Lord God, let them go forth today on this radio broadcast. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing. Hallelujah. Pastor Larry, you shared about Daniel's excellent spirit, and based on the facts and the summary that you were giving today, we see that although Daniel went down into the pit, because of his relationship with God, he came out. But those that stirred up the strife and those that came against Daniel ultimately had their plans of evil boomerang back onto them. And so as the saints of the Most High God this morning, I just want us to pray that if there's anything in us that could cause our effectual and fervent prayers to be hindered, that God would reveal that to us, and that we would have an understanding that the thoughts, the intents of the heart, God knows it all. And so nothing being hidden from him, we want our prayers answered. We want our relationship solid and growing in the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so, Father God, this morning we lift up all those on the radio broadcast, Lord God, those listening today, God, fervently we seek you, fervently, Lord God, we ask you to intervene in the affairs of our lives. And Lord, we thank you, God, this morning, God, that you would reveal anything inside of us, Lord God, anything that we're doing, any part of our lives, Lord God, that you're not able to bless. Lord God, any hidden sin, Lord God, reveal it today to us in Jesus' mighty name that we might repent, Lord God. Lord God, put a flashlight on the plans of the enemy, Father God. Let those plans be canceled out and your plans, Lord God, be established. For we desire to have an excellent spirit in you in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. And you said in Ephesians 5:17, it says, I will not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but rather understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. And so, Lord, we want to know your will, your perfect will in every situation. We know, and we prayed last week, you're the God of the suddenlies, and you're the Lord of the breakthrough. And we're seeking you, God, for your manifested breakthrough power. In fact, God, asking your breakthrough anointing to be released on this radio broadcast of sudden breakthroughs on behalf of your people in the name of Jesus. And those, God, asking what your perfect will is in every situation, Lord God, calling out to you in an excellent spirit, putting up and putting forth fervent prayers up to the throne room, crying out to you, God. Lord God, this morning, give them the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians says in 2:16, we have the mind of Christ and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. In 1 Corinthians 2:10, it says, for the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. We need you, Holy Spirit, to reveal. We need you, Holy Spirit, to help us to pray. We need you, Holy Spirit, to bring us into our breakthrough, the fullness of our breakthrough season. Lord God, we know this is a time, hallelujah, where you are showing us your glory. We know the answer's in the glory. We know the answer's in your presence, God. Your glory is your presence and your power, your manifested goodness in the lives of your people. And so we thank you, God, raising up those fervent prayers to you, Lord God, asking for your perfect will manifest in the lives of your people in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, it says that you, in Philippians 1:9, it says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more and extend to its fullest development in knowledge and keep insight. That is, that your love may display itself in greater depth of acquaintance and more comprehensive discernment, so that you may surely learn to sense what is the vital and approve the prize, what is excellent and of real value, recognizing the highest and the best and distinguishing the moral differences, and that you may be untainted and pure and unerring and blameless, that with heart sincere and certain and unsullied you may approach the day of Christ, not stumbling nor causing others to stumble. Lord, we just thank you for the reading of your word. We thank you, God, that your answer for us is a victory in every situation in life. And Lord, we thank you that no one on this radio broadcast that listens to it or is attached to it in any way, shape, or form is stumbling in any way in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, God, for a great revealing this week, Lord God, on behalf of your people. Those things that, Lord God, that you want to reveal, you will reveal. That nothing will be hidden from your people, Lord God. Lord God, that you would give them the prayers to pray, the breakthrough prayers. We fervently seek you. We fervently lift up our prayers to you, Lord God, believing, God, and expecting an answer in the name of Jesus. Ephesians 5:15 says, look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as a wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the most of time. And so, God, we know how time can slip away, but Lord God, and how time is accelerating, but God, there is an anointing. Lord God, there's an anointing to know the times and the seasons. And so, Father God, like the sons of Issachar, I pray, God, that the fervency in our prayers would be matched with an Issachar anointing to discern times and seasons, Lord God, to truly know in the realm of the Spirit and in the perfect will of our in our lives for what you have for us. What is the timing? What is your will? What is the timing? Make it clear to us, God, in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you this morning and magnify your name, Jesus. You're worthy to be magnified, and we worship you this morning. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're the Lord of the breakthrough, God. And God, we just thank you this morning for healing, a healing touch coming to your people in Jesus' name and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Psalm 46:1-3 says, God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable to temptation, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains be shaken in the midst of the seas, though its waters roar and foam, through the mountains, tremble at its swelling and tumult, Selah. Lord, we thank you, God. No matter what, Father God, we will not fear. In fact, we make a declaration today. We refuse to fear. We refuse to worry. We refuse to even have any ungodly concern. Why? Because you are the Lord of our life. Why? You're our Savior, the one who died for us, the one who cares for us. And so this morning, in agreement, we say we refuse to fear, we refuse to worry, and we call upon you, the Lord of the breakthrough. God, breakthrough on behalf of your people, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 46:10, let be and be still and know, recognize, understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And Lord, truly you are the God of all the earth, Lord God, the God of all creation. And so we worship you and magnify you. We take our eyes off situations and circumstances that are going around us. Instead, we lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Hallelujah. And so we worship you and magnify you today. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. You are a refuge, a high tower. Hallelujah, for the oppressed. And Lord God, we thank you that we are the redeemed of the Lord, and we say so in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you, God, that our homes are blessed, Lord God, that our children are blessed, Lord God, and we bless you and magnify you, Father God, that no matter what may come our way, no matter what may come upon this earth, Lord God, we are divinely and supernaturally protected by you. We're healed by you. We're covered by you. We're covered in the blood of Jesus. In fact, we plead the blood of Jesus over all, Lord God, our families, all those connected to the radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we know that according to Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but broken spirit drieth the bones. And so, Father, we thank you for touching hearts this morning and giving them a merry heart. A merry heart. The joy of the Lord is our strength, God. Fill us with your joy. Lord God, fill us with your presence to overflow, Lord God. Lord God, touch your people mightily with your glory. All those that are listening to the radio broadcast, Father God, let your divine supernatural intervention, Father God, invade every area of their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know in Proverbs 18:14, the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? Lord God, help us, encourage us, Lord God, show us, Lord God, how we can more and more retain and be in your word, Lord God, and our spirits be strengthened in you. Lord God, even divine supernaturally, God, touch us, God, strengthening our spirits, God, knowing faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Divine supernatural intervener, we call upon you today to intervene on behalf of your people in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. We bless you. We magnify you, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, Lord God. According to Mark 11:24, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Lord, bless the reading of your word. Let it accomplish all it's been set out to do. And according to Mark 11:24, God, we speak to every mountain. Lord God, we thank you, God, that you've taught us an excellent spirit under you, Lord God, and with the through the power of the Holy Ghost speaks to mountains and they are removed. And so we say to every mountain in every life, and we say it in the prayer of agreement, be thou removed and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, let's say it together. That mountain that you're facing, mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' mighty name. Are you facing poverty, sickness, some disease? I call it out right now. What is it? Say it. Let's agree together that that mountain must be removed. Mountain, we speak to you now. Be thou removed and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we know that those with their fervent prayers and an excellent spirit, Lord God, speak the word and pray the word and seek you through your word, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're touching your people mightily, Lord God. Shower down your glory. Shower down your presence, your goodness, Lord God. Shower down your healing power, God. We thank you for your very favor, God, being upon the lives of your people attached to this radio broadcast, Lord God. According to Proverbs 13:15, good understanding wins favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard like the barren dry soil or the impassable swamp. Lord God, you said in Proverbs 16:7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. We could say according to Proverbs 16:7, when Daniel's ways pleased the Lord, he made even his enemies, he made even lions, he made even the king, he made all those to be at peace with him. And God intervened, and he did not allow those that were not at peace with Daniel to even live. They ended up being destroyed. There was a boomerang effect on the plans of the enemy. I pray, Father God, none of us attached to this radio broadcast would ever be used by the enemy to bring about evil the way that those people were used to come against Daniel. That we'll be able to discern the plans and the voice of the enemy, never to be involved in anything we shouldn't be involved in, never to touch God's anointed, never to come against the things of God, never to question or talk about the move of God, the men and women of God, the things of God, until we have sure and clarity, and not to speak without understanding. Lord God, that we may be blessed, that we might stay in your perfect will, Lord God, that God, we would always know that the favor of God is upon us, Lord God, that the words that we speak are with an excellent spirit, the walk that we walk is with an excellent spirit. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we would be an example, God, do a mighty work on the inside of us, that we would have the excellent spirit like Daniel did. Proverbs 11:27, he who diligently seeks good seeks God's favor, but he who searches after evil, it comes upon him. And so there it is, Lord God, and there it is, as we're reading it from Proverbs 11:27, there's that boomerang. Right there in Proverbs 11:27 in the Amplified, he who diligently seeks good seeks God's favor, but he who searches after evil, it shall come upon him. Lord God, we do not want to ever see that happen to anyone attached to the radio broadcast or happen to us, Lord God. Teach us, talk to us, Lord God. We want your favor upon our lives. Shower down your favor on each one connected to the radio broadcast. We earnestly, we diligently seek you this morning. Proverbs 8:35, for whoever finds me, wisdom finds life, and shall draw forth and obtain favor of the Lord. So Lord, we thank you that your favor, Lord God, your wisdom is upon each life, each one connected to the radio broadcast. And this morning, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, would you pray a prayer with me today? Heavenly Father, I come before you. I confess that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Live big on the inside of me. Forgive my sins, all everything that I am, everything that I hope to be, I give to you. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus, be Lord of my life and be my Savior. Take my life and do something with it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Pastor Larry.
Thank you, Pastor Karen. I really received that in Jesus' name. That really thrilled my spirit and my heart. And beloved, to let you know again, an excellent spirit is what Daniel has. The same God back then is still the same God today. In 2018, God can do anything if a person remains humble and asks the Lord Jesus in their heart as their Lord and Savior. Until next Saturday at 8:30 a.m., God bless you. Have a wonderful week. And soon and very soon, we will see the King.
many men.